good song. Then they get a little sharper than the green, and they listen with a precaution. Then the total body of the head of the Yakahama. Now we met our ideas, this is the full Sirakia sausage, the beach over Sirak. There is jandam spread out all around the expectations of all evil. Where a person gets involved, where a person slips and goes this way or that way. Now, please, after the reach over the fire of jandam, if a person has to slip and fall, he falls straight to the fire of jandam. So, to get success there is only in the hands of Allah. And then, the other side, when we the Isaac, Kitab, now for the believers. They will be now all there and they will be taken to account for all the actions. There also, our actions won't help us only the help of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. And then we will come to a key junction, where on the one side is Jannah with all its pleasures, and on the other side is Jahannam with all its condemnations. And we won't tell ourselves that we want to do. The Malaika will put us according to how we live our lives here. And on that present time, we will put us either to the right or to the left. So all this is in the hands of Allah. So then, success, Allah Ta'ala has promised me. Allah is not Allah. This is the Salaam of Allah. And Allah, in whose hands lies all the success. And Allah is saying this with the word of the Arabic, definitely, 100%, no doubt, Allah is declaring, Allah, that a person has got all the success in his worldly life, his health, his finances, his family, his domestic, the whole from the father till the day of Qiyamah, Tun Sirah, Isar, Kitab, and thank you, Jannah, all the success Allah Ta'ala says, that person has acquired. Who has acquired this? Man Tazakka. A person who is the Tazkiya of himself, who purifies himself from all evil, from all wrong, from all good. From all the wrong habits, he purifies himself. And that was really his month of Ramadan. But Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this month, which every person knows, even a person of dunya, that the fasting detoxes the person. This is bodily, physically, because a detoxification process of 39-30 days that the person has gone through. Because the purity of the body that is here, outwardly also. And really, those who follow the rules properly, who eat the same, the health foods, don't overeat. They can die on pure, on dates and water, and don't have deep fries, and don't have all the unhealthy food. And if die also, just eat a minimum, how much is required. That person physically also, that he has detoxed himself for the whole year. He has taken out the toxins from his body. But if we don't follow the rules, and we eat, overeat, we eat the wrong foods, we eat our deep fries at the time of his time, we do harm to our body. And if we follow the rules, the person physically also has detoxed himself. He has made the strength here. And then, of course, spiritually, that is the real object. And that is the real purpose. And this also is a perfect prescription and a perfect recipe for detoxing. A person gets up for sitting, and it's a time of therapeutic also. He makes up therapeutic enough. That time, by nature, by naturally, the person has the hardest heart. His heart also is soft at the time of action. And that is the greatest time step. And the person climbs towards Allah. He makes two or four steps of righteous command. He makes some dua, and involuntarily hears that question. So this is how Allah has granted this beautiful man that you start from there. And then you have your sahih, you go for Qadr Ramadan. And then you keep your roza, and your whole day's fast, you observe the command of Allah. And in roza means that you get roza of the highest tension. The person who observes aware of the rules, and if you don't look at Salah, you will not look at other women. And therefore, to save yourself from his own wife, that is not permissible. He is dealt with your own wife also while fasting. How can he then indulge with other women? Where is mentally, where is by force or anything, he doesn't look at other women also. And then he can load up the basket with his tongue also. He has not done that. He has not ruled. He did not get that. He did not lie, etc. The basket with his ears also. He did not listen to that time. He did not get involved in any argument and time. And where, yes, where, and here all the language. He did not listen to music. And music is a static storm. Foundation and to adapt to Zira, to Haram, to stay away from all that also. How much of God he has been. And he got his mind and heart also pure. He did not think about either this is what is going on. Not only to abstain from eating and drinking and not satisfying our desires from our life, but all this is what is going on. The person who can get no right, he can guide his mind also, he can guide his heart also, and then the person who has particular about the food that he eats also, he stayed away from haram, he stayed away from doubtful food, he stayed away from unhealthy food, junk food, etc. All these things he stayed away from, and then he stayed away from the worst enemy, and that is pride. After doing all this, he doesn't think himself better than any person whatsoever. But he still regards himself to be the lowest and the most wealthiest of all. And the humbleness and the strive to Allah, that all Allah accept my desire. They describe you all this way, and now you beg him of Allah for forgiveness and for help. And Allah has that regarded the most, that which is borrowed and which is ended with humility and humbleness. The ayat of the Quran Sharif that there is ashabi whom this God rewards. At the time of Sahri, at the time of the Hajjah, these people who see forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are these those people who committed adultery, who drank wine and meat, who stole and robbed people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Your good people are referred to who strive in the path of Allah, making Allah's ibadah, pleasing Allah, and then crying to Allah, we don't know whether we could thank you or not. We don't know whether our ibadah is accepted. And those of you went through this process, Allah says, and Allah and the Sakha. But on the day of Eid, you are being given the great guidance that you have passed. You have succeeded, you have acquired the Sakha. So this was how the Ramadan was supposed to be done. And for that, Allah Ta'ala said, express Allah's will, which are absolute authority. There is no authority beyond the authority of Allah. And unless he did, get stressed. And unless he did, in the past, one thing that has ever come cannot be undone again. There's so much humility. A thing that we say will happen tomorrow, it might happen, it might not happen. We spoke about the Eidga, we fear that it might rain, what are we going to do? And so we don't know that tomorrow we have not heard God very great message. We know it even. It's an absolute threat of it in the past. Allah is saying it in the past. Those people who are trying all this idea, they have become successful. And then whatever of Mawakini, they can remain the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the zikr is the greatest purifier of the heart. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, the Bulli Shaykhin Tifada. For everything, there is a certain substance by which you clean it. For everything, it is a different thing that to wash your dishes, there is some dishwashing soap, which is different. You can't wash that soap on your washing machine. For washing machine for the clothes, there is a different type of the soap that you use for. When you want to bath, there is a different type of soap you use for bathing. You can't really use your dishwasher soap when you have to bath and on your body. And you can't really use the washing machine soap to wash your body, it's different. In the same way, you want to wash your car, there is a different soap for the car also. floor of your house, there is a separate soap, and there is a special soap for the, that cleans the heart. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought that of the soap for the body that washes and polishes the heart.
Desires.
was a month of Ramadan, once of Ramadan, he gave the month of Ramadan that you better rest that finish your house. He is a diabetic, and you want to make him happy, and you give him the best of stars, and the best of sweet, and the best of chocolate. You are not fulfilling his rights, you are destroying him. So for him, giving sugar is good. Those are never very important, sugar is not right. They're giving things of sugar. But for the month of Ramadan, they are going to give the month of Ramadan all the savings, and all the unhealthy food, and all the junk food. You haven't appreciated the month of Ramadan. You haven't understood that the best has come to you. So in this way, those that gain the success, Allah declares, becoming like a fox, useless animal that has got to get a tower, a total tower, great tower. You don't want to follow the dictates of Allah. You make your own Araita Marita Hadatina, Abu Allah. You make his own dictates, his own desires, he makes his own God. So that is our condition. What are our desires? Now, when I said we're sleeping away, and the Roda, we're not keeping the Roda. People are 37 streets, we are far from the streets. We following our desires, and we following our dreams all the time. I think I can keep praying, and I can do things right. We give preference to India. Allah is complaining, what is your condition of yours? I gave you such a beautiful prescription for success that you go in this way, and put the room and have a dunya. Then our miracle, any of the Akhirat is much more in quality better. The Akhirat in quantity is better. It is better than ever. And this is a historical fact also. It is the 51 and Hayat of Dunya, the Akhirat of Sayyidu Muhammad, Inna Ada, that is Sahuti Huna, Sahuti Huna, Amina, Musa. It's a historical fact also. It's a last commandment also. It's logical also. Why? Why not? Then you turn in your faces and run away. Hey Allah, we all order to observe the month of Ramadan, that is great, the success which Allah has promised. And those of us who conquer, hey Allah, grant us another month and let us be successful. Hey Allah, accept our promises. In the same way, this dunya is also just a transfer ground. We are all at the time criticizing our homes. We are criticizing our, we're taking our businesses more, more investment, more earning of dunya, more worried about our gardens, about our clothing, about how we look. We are so concerned about all this that we will need this dunya in a short while. In a very, very soon. And very important, at the time of death, if you are, if you have some benefit, how long did you stay in the world? Yom and Hoba Adullah. Just for a day, for less than that, you will realize that even a lifespan of 70, 80 years, I just stayed when I'm going on this. The person walks in the front door of his house and walks out from the third floor. That is our life of this dunya. Very, very short. We are just small that it seems to be so long. Just like a person who is in a great hurry and stops at the rail traffic light. In the traffic light, rail for about 30 seconds, 40 seconds. But it appears to him that the traffic light is out of order. It's stuck on the road and he wants to start moving. He's full. He thinks it's okay. Then he recovers his son, Ajuna. Then he's too much in a hurry in this dunya. And he thinks the shaykh is very long. His life is extremely, extremely short. Compared to one day, compared to one day of the akhirah. And the akhirah is not a day or a week or a month or a year or centuries or millions of years. It is forever and ever and ever. That our lifespan of 60, 70 years compared to one day of akhirah is not more than 2 minutes. And that's all of our life, not even 2 minutes of one day of the akhirah. So we are in India just for a very little while, and soon we have to depart somewhere. Why is it that person who prepares for the akhirah? A very great bujur, he was a doctor, that by the company of the man of Allah, the Hadullah, he became a great rabbi and his name is Maulana Abdul Hay. He said a beautiful poem to let us realize how short this worldly life is. He said that, Param Sur Marta, with our age, we are walking towards the Qabristan. We are going to the graveyard. Never Sur Dunya, that our eyes are towards Dunya. A person who is walking in the good direction, walking back, that is looking at the back, and not looking great turns around 45 degrees, 90 degrees, but 180 degrees. And he's feeling, how much we are feeling in the dunya, how much we want this dunya. In the rest of time, in short of time, all the time we are rushing for everything. We are rushing for what? For dunya all the time. And we are looking and we are going towards the Qadar, and we are rushing for dunya all the time. And we are all the things that we are leaving behind, we are preparation is for that which is left behind. As we are moving every minute of our life, we are moving towards the Qadar. That we are preparing for dunya. Make another investment, make another house, make an addition to the house, make a renovation, extend the house, if you decide by father, no problem what you make, the reason of the limits is not written for other than that, but you make that the object of life and to forget your real heart. And we don't prepare for after what will happen to separate. Little children, they like to play amazing games. You chase one another, you run wild chasing. Wherever the family of parents came in, visit, and they are small children, and you get together quickly. Very soon you see them starting, and you're chasing one another. And they start chasing so much, they're looking at the back, and they're running in front. The boy hits his head against the wall, against the door. Two boys bump their heads against one another. A big bang, the noise also comes. They are small. They are playing the chasing game. We are big and we also play the chasing. We are chasing one another, we are chasing Dunya one another. You said that we are reaching Bachpan, 55 years of age. Lekin abhi hamara Bachpan nahi hai. That our child is a Bachpan. We are still like little children. And we behave and carry on like little children. Children, one step before a game of monopoly, and somebody has gotten shot. somebody has got a train, somebody has got an aeroplane. They are buying property, they are building houses, they are building hotels, they are building motels, and they are robbing the bank, they are paying a train, and 2-3 hours the bank is over on them. And then they are cheering, they are now pressing up. Then how much is either? Either 2 million, either 50 million. You are owing me so much, etc. Then we know that monopoly money, you can't buy a box of matches. You can't buy one Chinese for the monopoly. Wallah, just like that, this dunya is just the game of monopoly. You also people are buying houses, they are buying hotels, they are buying train stations, lot of beds, buying that, buying that, all of dunya is good. And when you buy, very soon God comes. If that really is sooner than the monopoly game, that's the your God comes. And then when you make the cover, even if you ask them to put all this money of dunya in the cover, even if it is bounds to ask them to put, it does not help you, the food is dead in the cover. They won't save you of anything. So this dunya is right, and that has given us not for the sake of dunya. There are many stupid in that person who thinks money is for the sake of money. And he just takes up his money. He doesn't know what his money in a way that he lives a comfortable life, a peaceful life, etc. So this dunya, Allah didn't do it for dunya. Allah gave dunya the heart. That we prepare for the akhirah, of eternal and everlasting life of the akhirah. So Allah, if you understand these realities, it's a short life that we have got. Don't waste it in this dunya, prepare for the eternal and everlasting life of the akhirah. May Allah be our all for peace and accept from us all.